Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Are you trying to get healthier but have no idea where to start? Connect with a registered dietitian through Nourish and learn how to fuel your body in a way that actually works for you. Because eating better doesn't mean eating less. Take appointments with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime for extra support. And since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Ready to take control of your health? Get started at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We mentioned it. I don't know if we went over the specific numbers here. I didn't realize that it was a record for the Mets this weekend. 121,771 fans, Pack City Field. Let me just make sure. It is from SNY. Pack City Field this weekend to watch the Mets sweep the Blue Jays, a new ballpark record for the first home series of the season. And from experience, I just remember going to games. Opening day was always the biggest thing. Remember I told you, I used to wait online to go to buy opening day tickets? The next day or the day after, there was like
18, 20, 25,000 max.
Yeah, I mean, free tickets galore. If you wanted to go, nobody wanted to go. The weather was hideous this weekend.
Yeah.
It was the Blue Jays. Now, it was a weekend, which is also different, too, because sometimes you would open, let's say, on a Tuesday, theoretically, and then a Wednesday or Thursday, Friday is not going to be as good as a weekend. But all things considered, I think it's refreshing and rightfully rewarding to the owner who's earned this. I don't want to say he deserves it. He's earned this by investing his money in not only free agents and the ball club at the major league level, but everywhere else. It's nice to see him rewarded with the fans showing up for the first home weekend of the series.
Yeah, I agree. And really, Sal, it would have been incredibly inconsistent if they didn't, because all these years, all I heard from Met fans were, and I'm not saying that they were wrong, complaining about Wilpon. Ah, so cheap. Ah, we never get the real players. Ah, we don't do this. Ah, we don't. It must have been incredibly frustrating. So you've got to reward somebody who's treating this the way you always hoped an owner would treat it, with the highest sense of urgency and passion. I think it's great. And by the way, it's not really that dissimilar from, I remember going through this a couple of weeks ago, you and I, maybe when Cohen talked about the attendance, because he went on the record a couple of weeks ago. And I don't blame them. I know school's back in September, but last year you're fighting for a playoff spot. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, September. All right, not ideal, but you can't have 14, 16, 18,000 people in Queens and 38, 39, 40,000 people in the Bronx and say it's equal, because it's not. I think it will be more equal this year. Yanks will always draw. But I think that with the Mets now, there's that pop from the year before, and that happened in the mid-'80s with the Mets. There's always, I don't know why, you would think that in real time.
The year of,
It just, historically, it has not gone that way in baseball going back 35, 40 years in the city.
Right, so last year, plus Soto, plus the moves, it's going to be that pop. So then my question is, do you think this is the beginning of a Yankee-like attendance run? I know what has to follow. I'll get to that in a second. But do you think we're seeing...
Can't say that.
Just
can't
because it's too early?
Too early. Can't say it. I think it's got a chance. I think it's got a chance. The only reason I say no is I'm playing the odds here. Because for that to happen, one of two things need to happen. Either the Yankees need to stay where they are and the Mets need to consistently meet them, which hasn't happened in a long time, so that's obviously a leap of faith. Or the Yankees would have to come down.
Well, you think that the Yankees' success will correlate with the Mets' attendance?
No. What I'm saying is, for the Mets' attendance to mirror the Yankees, that's what you're asking me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or just not exactly.
No, but comparable. Yes. Where like it's meaning not like 39,000 in the Bronx and 21,000 in Queens.
Or meaning that it's not just a sellout on opening day or versus the Yankees or for a big series.
Yeah.
Meaning that on a Wednesday night against the Pirates, it's going to be a sellout.
That's what I thought you meant. Yeah. So, but again, there's two variables. Okay. Number one, for them to be equal or comparable in the same neighborhood, the Yankees would either have to stay where they are, which I think they will, and the Mets would obviously have to meet them, and I think there's a chance that they could. The other way would be if the Yankees slide from an attendance perspective and the Mets have an uptick, but not an overwhelming uptick, then I think it could be more equal. I actually think there's probably a greater probability that the Yankees stay where they are and then the Queens crowds grow.
That's what
I think.
So
it's pretty comparable.
I'm with you, too. I think that
I got to see it, though.
I think it is the beginning. Now, the one key is going to be winning, and it was refreshing to see, starting with the owner who invests in the team, invests in the ballpark, invests in the entertainment aspect of everything. He does that. The Met fans show up, and then the team sweeps the series.
Yeah.
You had the perfect owner gives the fans, fans give back to the owner, the team gives the fans back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the recipe. That's the cycle
that's how it goes.
For success. And I'll tell you, even watching these games, I think it was Saturday night specifically.
That was the one with Winker, right? Saturday
yeah,
night.
So,
yeah,
so obviously the dramatics, whatever. And the Mets aren't even playing great baseball,
no,
by the
not.
Way.
They're not.
Clicking, not even close to clicking on all cylinders. But it is an event. They, you know, the thing with the bullpen, the lights and the big.
I like the lights more than you. Hey, I think the lights look pretty good.
It's not for me.
I like
same thing
it.
With the dancers. Like, it's a show.
Nah, forget about the dance. That's not for me.
But
at
I'm
all.
Just saying, it is an experience.
Yeah, I know it is.
That when the team is winning and there are 40,000 or whatever the numbers are plus, it's intoxicating.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling that you have, you want more of it. So when everybody else is going there and you're having a great time, you're going to want to go back for more and back for more. And that's where they're at right now. Now, it's hard to keep it here.
Yeah.
Meaning that if the Mets had a dud of an opening series and they got swept, it would start to feel less about that. But if they... Hard to keep it
here. It would feel less, or it would equal less bodies in the seats for the first. I don't know if I see that.
I don't know about the first three games.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
But
yeah.
I think eventually, and I'm sure there'll be a downtick, to, you know, during the regular season, you know, this week.
Yeah.
Right, a home weekday series, a little different outside of it.
I mean, there shouldn't be, though.
I guess
if they're going to take that step forward, they're.
Right.
They're not playing great, but they're winning. They just swept
That's
them.
That's all that matters.
They got the last game against the Miami Marlins, could have lost the series. And right now they're playing well. They haven't really clicked yet. Listen, I think when you look at the bells and the whistles, I really, and you don't see this in too many baseball stadiums, I like when the lights are out. Feels like an NBA venue. It pops. I think kids love it.
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty fresh. I think it looks great on TV. But the bottom line with that stuff, when you're winning, it's cool. Look at the Mets. Mets are current. Mets are popping. When you're losing, look at this corny subway race, the mascots.
Right,
or
I know.
The dancers or the grimace or whatever. It really depends how you're playing.
But the recipe is now there. Owner spends, fans show up, team wins, everybody's having fun. That will lead to the owner spending more or keep doing it. Fans will keep showing up. The team's just got to follow. And that's the most important thing. Teams just got to follow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Follow up with the winner. All right, let's get some calls in here, BT. 888-808-1019. Daniel's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a big fan of the show. It's my first time calling in.
Nice.
I love that you guys were talking about the Yankee Met stadium rivalry because, number one, I always felt that, I'm a big Yankee fan, I always felt that Citi Field was a better overall venue. I felt that the view from the stadium was a little bit better at Yankee Stadium. But when you guys are talking about the attendance numbers, I don't think it's ever going to be, I think the Yankees are always going to be on top because they're a bigger brand, they're a bigger draw. I mean, if you look at 2023, the Yankees had, what, their worst year in my entire life for sure, and they were second in attendance. I mean, the Mets would have to really, really blow the top off the Yankees.
Danny, I got a question for you, Dan. By the way, I pretty much agree with that because, you know, it takes a long time to change history. Not that it can't happen, but it doesn't happen in one, you know, one offseason or a year or so. How old are you, though? I'm curious.
I'm 20 years old.
Okay, gotcha. I felt that you were young, not because you sounded, but because your perspective omits a point where it actually did happen, where the Mets did outthrow the Yankees in the mid-'80s.
Right, so it did happen.
But they couldn't sustain it. That was the thing.
And also, the Yankees didn't draw well. So before you were born, Daniel, thank you for the call.
Before he was born.
Well, think about it. He's only 20, for goodness sake. He doesn't even remember the 90s, which is hard to believe. So the Yankees built this sustained attendance because of the dynasty years. And it just hasn't stopped for 30-plus years, right, of having that winning, and even the Yankees' bad years, they're still a good ball club, generally with a chance to go to the postseason or a postseason appearance. Happened, what, four times in the last 30-something seasons that they haven't made it. So this is, I'm not saying that the Mets are overnight going to catch the Yankees. What I'm saying is we might be witnessing the beginning of the Mets starting to have that sustained run of attendance like the Yankees did, as long as the team follows through and wins. That's really the final piece. Everything was put in place by the owner. The fans are showing up and acknowledging it. They got the stars. Now they just got to go out there and win. And this could be the beginning. We won't know until 5, 6, 10 years down the road, but we could be witnessing the beginning of the resurgence of the consistent top attendance for the Mets.
And everything's lined up right now except the toughest part, which is to be elite consistently, and we'll see if they could get there. You know, the one thing I hear this a lot every time it comes up, Yanks-Mets attendance comparisons, right? And I don't agree with it, but quite frankly, I'm open to be converted. I rule it out fast. For whatever reason, when I hear this on the radio, I've never said it on the radio, but when I hear it, I'm like, nah, I don't think that applies. Maybe I'm wrong. So when people talk about the Yankees' advantage with the attendance, sure, there's more Yankee fans than Met fans. I don't know the exact percentage, but whatever. Yeah, the history, okay. I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, Yankee Stadium's an event, it's a museum, so that when you have all these outsiders, thank you. All these tourists come into the city that they migrate to the stadium to check that box. I feel like they do that with the Knicks.
Yes.
I don't feel like that's a baseball thing necessarily, do you?
No, but if there were, and by the way, even now, like I said, with Soto and the Mets, going to Citi Field is becoming a thing, even for the non-Met fan. But going to Yankee Stadium, yes, if you were coming from whatever town,
St. Louis,
okay, and you're a baseball fan, or at least you're looking for something to do, and you're a sports fan, yeah, now it's a pain in the neck to get to if you're staying in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that big of a pain in the neck, but you get the point.
It's not cheap, or you got to hop on trains, you don't know the system.
Yeah, exactly. But the Garden's right here, so I do think, without a question, Knicks and Rangers, 100%, anything that's going on at the world's most famous arena, people are going to show up to. But, yeah, the Yankee brand, people may come from all over the place and say, hey, I want to go to Yankee Stadium and see the Yankees. I think that is a thing.
I think the other thing, too, is, you know, you and I were talking the other day about some of the ballparks that we've been to that's come up from time to time. I think if you're the kind of baseball fan, and there's a lot of you out there that, you know, go to, hey, I've been to the new Busch, or I've been to Petco, or I've been to Seattle, or I've been to San Francisco, you know, just checking boxes. I think if you're that kind of baseball fan outside of the tri-state area, I think you probably check both boxes. You go watch the Yankees, you go watch the Mets.
Good point. You know, I think there's, I don't know how much of an impact it would have in the Yankees' attendance.
Not night to night. I think that's unfair.
Right, but certainly their prestige is going to draw a little bit more. And I'm not saying the Mets will ever have that prestige, but right now, if you're talking about the exciting ticket and show in town with Soto, with the ballpark, doing all those things, I think the Mets are at least on par in the short term. Would you disagree with that?
I think people can spend a lot of money to go see the second best player in New York, Juan Soto.
BT and Sal hasn't even gotten going yet.
Judge is still the man. Let's not get it twisted, bro.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted. In the regular season.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.